Today, we want to talk about the energy, the different forces that we need to take physically, psychologically, spiritually, in order to sustain ourselves in this universe. We know that we live in the surface of this planet Earth. And this planet is an entity that is alive, that needs to give and receive forces as we individually receive and give forces in order to physically sustain ourselves in this planet. Usually people think that planets are just spheres that are there floating in the space, rotating around the suns, and that's it. But here in Gnosticism, we learn that any atom is a trio of matter, energy, and consciousness. Any atom. So if we investigate any element or any cosmic unity in the universe, we discover always that in the last synthesis, they are formed by atoms. Remember that this physical world is called a singular world, because the organisms are formed by cells. That's why this physical body that we are using in this physical world, this three-dimensional world, is called organism, because it's formed by organs. But we know that every organ is formed by cells, every cell by molecules, and every molecule by atoms. And if we disintegrate an atom, we liberate energy. So in the last synthesis, we are energy. So that's why in the universe exists two laws. The law of evolution and involution. The law of evolution is a complication of the energy into the matter. To provide every time more complicated organisms where the energy is, of course, in plus. And the law of involution, which is precisely the disintegration of the matter in order to liberate the energy little by little. So we find then that this planet Earth, this nature, is governed by these two laws that we are talking here, evolution and involution. But the planet by itself is a living organism that breathes, eats, survives in the space. Everything that we find in this planet Earth is alive. Let us start talking with ourselves, because it's the most obvious life that we encounter, which is humanity. Humanity is an organism that in Gnosticism we call it the intellectual animal kingdom, because the word animal comes from the Latin word anima, which means soul. An anima, a soul, which acquires, according to evolution, the intellect. It's an intellectual animal. And this intellectual animal is organized in all the world by the billions in making what we know this society, what we call humanity. I said we call it because really we start to investigate the meaning of humanity or human being, and then we will really give another name. But because everybody knows humanity as a whole, forming all these beings in this planet Earth, we call it humanity. But it's life. Every single individual is part of this humanity. And you know that it depends on every one of us if you want to change the world. People think that in order to change the world, or to change society, we have to change the masses. But they are mistaken. Because the masses are only the extension of the individual. So the masses are just the expression of that which is the individual. So that's why we find in different parts of the world, different countries with different languages. Because those countries have different customs, different habits, different languages, and that that are related with every individual. And even those parts of the world in which we find different religions, different beliefs. So we find that really what this humanity is in this planet Earth isn't according to the individual. And there are different types of idiosyncrasies everywhere. Because we are intellectual. So intellectually speaking, we have different beliefs, different type of knowledge that gives a different type of customs and a way of behaving in every one of us. As an individual and as a mass as well. This is how we have to comprehend and to understand what humanity is. But let us see now the animal kingdom. Those animals which are not intellectual, which are called irrational animals. Lions, tigers, horses, cats, dogs, etc. Those beings also form part of this huge planet. They also serve as an organism for the planet Earth. They live different species in different parts of the world. They live in different ways, with different shapes. As in humanity, we find different colors, different sizes. We know that in humanity we find four main races, color races: black, yellow, red, and white. And different tonalities in every these colors in different places. As well, in the animal kingdom we find different species with different colors, shapes, etc. In accordance, of course, with the area where they live. Because the vibration that comes from the cosmos in relation with those areas are always different. But the soul are always the same. A soul is an entity which is electronic, which lives inside the bodies that we call cellular bodies. The soul is the honor, we would say, of the inhabitant in every organism. We know that we have a soul. We call it soul essence. In Buddhism, we call it buddhata. Buddhata, essence, soul, but not human soul. This is something that we have to understand. In humanity, in order to find somebody with a human soul, is difficult. Soul, yeah, but animal soul, anybody have inside, the intellectual animal and the irrational animal as well. But in the irrational animal, they receive the name of elemental. Why do they receive the name of elemental? Because the souls of animals do not have individuality like we have individuality. We can say, I am, and I want not to do this, or I want to do this. But the animal in itself is formed in groups, and they obey the forces of nature according to their guidance. In the physical world, we see the birds, how they gather in order to go to the south. By the millions they gather sometimes, and they live, they fly. Sometimes we wonder, how do they organize? Who organized them? How do they do it? And they show in TV that. We know, of course, there are great guiders of the soul of the birds that are guided in group. And they have to obey the forces of nature. And they obey the forces of nature because they don't have intellect. They don't know between good and evil as we know. So they obey. The tigers, the lions, the deers, the bears, all of them obey nature. And they behave as animals with instinct. They do what they have to do. The lion has to kill in order to eat. But they only kill when they are hungry, obeying the instincts that nature put them there. But they are not to blame to be wild. We, human beings, or intellectual animals, we are to blame. Because we have intellect, and we know good and evil. But a rational animal, no. It's an innocent creature. An innocent soul. That's why it's called anima. Irrational anima. A soul who does not rationalize. But we are souls who rationalize. They're different. In other words, we can't exercise changes in the atoms of our bodies. Do you see that? Because we are, as we say, I said the atom is a trio of matter, energy, and consciousness. The consciousness that is controlling the atoms of the organisms of animals are commanded by intelligent forces. And that's why in nature you find that everything is organized, very well done. But unfortunately, in that case, with the intellect, we start exercising control, unfortunately, in the wrong way. We can change the different actions of our bodies because the consciousness that we have, the type of behavior that we have. Let us put an example. Physically, we know that the digestive system is an intelligent system. The organism, the intelligence of that system digest the food that we eat, and eventually we throw the leftover in the toilet. And the good things are taken by the body in nourishing the different cells and organs of our body. Any animal does that, not only we. Even the plants know how to nourish themselves. But we start then trying to enjoy the way of eating. But it's good, but in the bad things. We drink, for instance, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, 7-Up, whiskey, tequila, vodka. Well, in synthesis, we put in the organism substances that are poison. An animal won't do that. See, irrational animal. The cat, when it smells that the food is bad, he does with his paw like this, like throwing dirt, you know, on top of it. He doesn't eat it. And things that are not good for him, he won't eat it. Instinctively, he knows. But we, because we have an intellect, we put in the organism things that really kills us. The outcome of this is a discontrol of the digestive system. The liver. The liver is an organ that controls and gives a lot of help to the different organs in the physical body. But when the liver is bad, it's sick because of different substances that we eat or we take, the result is bad kidneys. Later on, a bad functionalism of heart, which is the circulatory system, and different diseases, the brain, etc. Just put an example, eating. What about smoking? We know that smoke and cigarette won't give you anything. Nothing is not good, 100%. But people do it. You never see a lion smoking, or a giraffe, you know, having a cigar. But we do it, because we rationalize. So we start doing stupidities, in other words. And we alter, you see, as I said, the negative consciousness that we have comes to alter the function of the physical body. The result, of course, is a mess. A discontrol. You see, for instance, the plant kingdom. Every plant is a physical vehicle of a soul, that we call it also elemental. But this elemental obeys also, guides. And they grow perfectly and give life. But here comes the intellectual animal, thinking that knows more than nature, and starts crossing this tree with this another tree, doing what they call crusts.
Grafting.
In order for to make what they say a better fruit, is what they say. Of course, we go to the supermarket, we find oranges from California, big oranges, apples, big apples, different colors, etc. You eat them, very sweet, nice. But those scientists that are doing those craftings, they ignore that every plant is an antenna that captures waves of the cosmos, transformed it into the body of the plant and send it to the inner layers of the earth. And that is transformed with the fire of the earth, comes back into the plant and send it back into the space. Do they do that? they do not know that because they are blind. When we say that they are blind, I'm saying that they cannot see beyond the third dimension. If we awake the clairvoyant chakra, which is between the eyebrows, we will see that. Plants capture waves, send them to the inner layers of the earth, and send them back to the space. This is something very normal in any planet. Any organism do that. Not only the plants, also the animals, and even we do it. Ignore it. Because here in the head, we have the coronary plex that in India is called the chakra Sahasrara, the chakra of the thousand petals, which is of course a plex that captures forces from the space, and that every physical organism do it. Does it, of course, mechanically. Here, between the heart and the navel, we have another plex, because it's called the solar plex. This solar plex also attracts and gives energy in nature, whether it are energy that comes from plants, from minerals, even from people. That's why here, in this area, we say that we have a telepathic chakra, because the mental waves of people, when they come into ourselves, come directly through the solar plex. When we send thoughts, we send it through the pineal gland, but when we capture thoughts, we capture them through the solar plex. So the solar plex, we will say, is a special plex that puts us in communication and communion with nature. And we will say with nature, nature is humanity, animal kingdom, and minerals, and the whole planet, in the world. And in the sole of our feet, we have other chakras too, that receive the energy from the very center of the earth. So when we walk in this surface of this planet Earth, we really are receiving forces from the earth, from the very center, the inner layers, from nature in the solar plex, and from the cosmos, through our heads. If we are aware, of course, we will notice that. We will be very sensitive. We will receive that. That is what the plants, what the animals do, and also the minerals. In the mineral kingdom, for instance, in the inner layers of the earth, we find mines of gold, veins of copper, iron, and different stones, minerals. The minerals, the stones, and metals of the earth is, for the planet Earth, what we call the solar system. The nervous system. We have a nervous system. In the nervous system that we have in the physical body, we have the circulation of the energy. But think now and imagine now the veins of the earth filled with gold, with iron, and different metals and minerals. All of those is what we call the nervous system of the planet Earth. And those, and that nervous system, in other words, with veins of gold, iron, copper, tin, and different metals, receive different types of vibrations, waves, energies from the cosmos, from what we call the megalocosmos. You know, macrocosmos is the most common word, but macrocosmos means this galaxy, the Milky Way. Megalocosmos means all the galaxies. So all the forces of the megalocosmos comes into the earth, and thanks to the minerals of the earth, they are transformed. But also, the waves enter through the human organism, animal organism, and plant organisms. In order to feed the earth with that element, that in Gnosticism we call it ascorbic, which is the main nourishment of food for this planet. Ascorbic. So the planet Earth, and not only the planet Earth, any planet in the universe, needs ascorbic, that type of nourishment, in order to sustain the space. But that ascorbic gives and receives, because the waves that I said comes from the cosmos and enters through the animal kingdom, through the human kingdom, through the mineral kingdom, which is the planet Earth, because the planet Earth is what is that? Imagine the planet Earth. What is the planet Earth? Minerals. The soil is water, different minerals of the world, is plants, animals, and humanity. This is what the planet Earth is. So when those waves are returning to the space, are entering to other planets, into other suns, this is what we call the reciprocal nourishment of all cosmic unities. And each one of us is responsible. When you know that, you say, well, at least I'm doing something here in this universe. Good. But there is something that we have to know. If you are driving a car and there's a wrong connection in the wirings of your car, that car won't function, right? Until the mechanic comes and fixes it. So that is precisely what is happening in this planet Earth. The main organism, which is humanity, is functioning in the wrong way. Because the organism itself doesn't work perfectly, because the idiocies that each one of us are doing individually, eating, for I said an example, smoking, we know that in order to survive physically in this physical world, we need to breathe oxygen. And not only we, animals also, and plants. So oxygen is the main element in this planet Earth in order to survive for many species. But what are we doing? We are putting smog in the earth. You see the air? Full of smog. This is what we breathe in the cities. It's very rare in this day and age to find a place with a clean atmosphere. This is the reason why many diseases are appearing. Unknown, incurable. Because the type of oxygen that we are breathing is bad. And we are putting that, every one of us. You know. The car, a great invention, a necessity in this day and age. But unfortunately, it's destroying the earth. Now we are so dependable of cars that we don't know what to do. But we are polluting the planet. The water is another element that we know. It's indispensable for us, right? Why in the heck we have to go to the supermarket and buy a bottle of water and then to drink? Why? Normally in nature, you can drink from the river, from the lake, but nobody dares to do that because we know there are chemicals there. Sometimes fishes are fishing fish with two heads, with tumors, and we know that the scientists and many fabrics, companies are throwing garbage, chemical garbage, in the waters, in the oceans. Our big garbage cans. Many petroleum companies are throwing many accidents, petroleum, in the ocean. So we, intellectually speaking, the intellectual animal, we are destroying the planet. Not only are we hurting ourselves, but moreover, we are hurting animals, plants, and minerals. So we are destroying our planet. What will you think if I come, for instance, with a dynamite, and I go in the basement and put dynamite there, and then put fire on the dynamite and blow up my house? What will you think about me? That I'm crazy, right? That I am destroying my own house. This is precisely what the scientists are doing in the planet Earth. They're destroying our house. They are putting atomic bombs inside of the Earth, in the oceans. They say because they are doing experiments, explosions, in order to for war or whatever. Only an idiot will do that, to destroy your own home. And that's why, and after that they wonder, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, what's going on? I mean, are we cooperating with nature in order to survive and make this planet better? Or we are cooperating in order to destroy it? To put atomic bombs in the center of the Earth in order to see what happens is idiotic. But unfortunately, this is what this humanity is, idiotic humanity. Destroying the Earth. Few people are trying there to help. Most of the people are just trying to destroy. And they don't care. And they don't want to listen. That's the problem. They think that they are right. They're doing right. What happened, for instance, when a short circuit occurs inside of your nervous system, when a type of energy is not passing through? Any acupuncturist knows that when you feel pain, a type of problem in your physical body. Because we have a superior part, which is called vital body, in the physical body. With the energy of the vital body is not circulating very well in the nervous system, and then the physical body becomes sick. So when you go in a acupuncturist, you put certain needles in order for that energy to go through, to circulate, and then you feel release. It's a type of thing that acupuncturists do. So what happened when a short circuit is happening in the nervous system of the planet Earth? What happened is that energy is going the wrong way. You see a lot of energy because the planet Earth is a big organism. And then that energy melts different metals or minerals that in the end are forming that we call magma, the magma of volcanoes. The result is that the pressure of that becomes a volcanic eruption. But sometimes now, in this day and age, it's too much of such short circuits that are happening in different parts of the Earth, in the inner layers, that magma of liquid fire is already in contact with the water of the ocean. And when the water of the ocean is in contact with the magma, the fire of the Earth, steam, pressure, is going into the inner layers that are beneath the continents. And that's why it's shaking the planet everywhere. It's a great discontrol. Warm water going into the cold water, and the cold water going into the warm water. So right now we find a great discontrol in the planet Earth. That the scientists call El Niño, La Niña, which is no more than a discontrol of the inner layers because of atomic explosions and because different idiocies that humanity do. When the Earth is not capturing waves that needs, what happens? Problems. If you cut trees, every tree is an antenna. But if you start cutting forests, you are doing idiotic stuff. And that's precisely what is happening in the Earth. We are not only polluted, individually speaking, because when we are sick, when the physical body is sick, it's no longer a good antenna. It's just, like we would say, like a parasite for nature. And when nature finds too much parasites, nature destroys them. Because if nature does not destroy the parasite will destroy it. And what is what is happening right now. It's a lot of pollution in humanity. We do not take care of ourselves. So nature is now in agony. It's trying to defend herself from this type of behavior. And this is precisely what we have to understand. We are now in what we call the Age of Aquarius. The Age of Aquarius started the 4th of February of 1962. Between 2 and 3 in the afternoon. The Age of Aquarius is an age that is governed by the planet Uranus. So Uranus is in the house of Aquarius. The symbol of Aquarius is a human being with an urn throwing water. The water is life. It's life. That's why the astrologers, they say that Aquarius is an era of light in which all the souls, all the humans will receive a lot of force, energy. And they say, is the second coming of Christ. We agree with it. But we have to understand, we have to comprehend what Christ is. Because we know that there are this religion that is called Christianity that worships Christ. But they think that Christ is only Jesus of Nazareth alone, ignoring that Christ is an energy that is universal, cosmic, that we are talking here. Christ is a Greek word, Christos. This Greek word is related with the worshipping of fire. So when we say Christian, we say a worshipper of fire. But not the fire of the kitchen. The fire that we are talking here is the energy, is life. The cosmic Christ is life, is energy. That's what we are talking here. This universal force is that force that we are talking here that sacrifices itself, enters in every living organism in order to sustain it, in order to give it life, the goal of every or any initiate is to get that energy and to hold it. When you hold that energy inside of you, and then you become a human Christ. So precisely, this is the great secret of the path of the great initiates, that taught in the past how to hold the energy of Christ in order to become an illuminated initiate. But in order to hold this cosmic energy, Christ, this force, first we have to go to be him. A good antenna, a good individual in which the energy will circulate perfectly. Because as I said, the energy enters, circulates, and leaves in every organism. That is what we call Christ. Christ, for instance, precisely we find the crucifix, or the man crucified on the cross, with a word on top of the cross, and that word is INRI. I-N-R-I. INRI. What is that? That is a Latin word, which means ignis natura renovatur integra. The fire of nature renews it incessantly, constantly. That's what we are staying here. That fire, that energy enters, comes, goes, always. That is Christ. And that is always in circulation, in activity, not only in the planet Earth, in the universe. It's a cosmic force. So Christ is not an individual. It's an energy. It's an omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent energy, which is everywhere. Now that force, in reality, is the solar force. We say that force got it in certain points in the universe. Those points where that energy gathers and concentrates are called suns, S-U-N, sun. In this solar system, we have one of them. That energy is concentrated there and sustains the life of all the planets, including the planet Earth. So, when we say Christ, we have to imagine and to concentrate and to know that it's a cosmic energy. Not an individual. But when that energy is held by an individual which is prepared and that does it with his willpower, that individual becomes a Christ itself, meaning that that cosmic force humanizes. In order to understand and comprehend better what we are explaining here, let us put an example of the electricity. You know that the electricity is everywhere. It's everywhere. But there are certain plants in the earth that know how to gather that energy, which is called electricity, and circulates in this city, and thanks to the bulbs that we have here and different plugs, we can give light to this room. So we are now here holding the electricity. And think that we are holding the electricity, we have electric light. We can function this, recorder is functioning there because the electric energy is gathered, is holded there, also in all the devices that we have here, like TV, like the computer, and many electric devices that we use. So in the same way that these devices are holding the electric energy in order to show us different things, in the same way, we, individually, we have to and we can hold the energy that is called Christ. And this is precisely the whole matter of this doctrine or any religion that teaches how to hold that energy. But it's not easy, because usually the energy enters and leaves, but to hold it is a great task. And in order to do it, we need, in Greek word we said telema, means willpower. Nobody can do it without telema. We need willpower. And in order to hold it, you need to study it. How that energy works in humanity, in animals, in plants, in minerals. Because if you discover that, you can command nature. The marvel that Moses did in front of the Pharaoh, controlling nature, is coming into my mind also. Jesus walking on the waters of the Sea of Galilee, commanding life by resuscitating Lazarus and healing the sick. And not only Jesus and Moses, but all the other great masters of other religions that did marvels by controlling nature. But in order to control exterior nature, you have to control your individual nature. If you cannot hold the energy, and instead of holding it, you destroy the energy in your matter, like the scientists are doing this planet Earth, they are liberating the energy. They are, in other words, liberating the fire of nature. The Lord is fire. It's coming into my mind in this very moment, Peter, the apostle of Jesus, that he prophesies the end of this Aryan race, or Rud race. He said, in the times of the end, the elements of the earth will burn with fervent heat, and the earth and all that is within will be burned with fervent heat. Because the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, when nobody suspected. Well, the fundamentalists, they think that it's Jesus of Nazareth that is going to come in the clouds, because they think that only Jesus of Nazareth is Jesus, is Christ. They ignore about Christ. They don't study. They ignore that before Jesus, there were many individuals that crucified themselves. And that after Jesus, there were many individuals also that crucified themselves. The difference between the different initiates and Jesus of Nazareth is that the only one that showed with his life, with his physical life, the way in order to crucify oneself, is the master of Nazareth, Jesus. He showed with his life. But he knows very well that every one of us has to create and to hold his own individual Jesus Christ. This is something very individual. So we know that the Lord will come as a thief in the night. But the Lord is not a person. As I said, when we talk about Christ, it's an energy. When we study, for instance, the Aztec calendar, they say that this Rud race will be destroyed by the earthquakes and fire. And many of the great prophets agree that this Rud race will destroy with fire and earthquakes. Well, we will study there. Fire. Yeah, Christ is fire.
The Lord will come as a thief in the night. The fire of the earth suddenly will burn everything that is in the surface. Volcanoes will erupt, and the fire will destroy life. Earthquakes. The atomic bomb will liberate also the energy, the fire that we are talking here. Individually speaking, when somebody is, for instance, angry, with explosion, with the atomic individual explosion of anger, is liberating that energy that is causing his own death, little by little. You know that anger causes ulcers. So the different defects, vices, and errors that we have within our psyche are, for instance, factors that liberate energy in order to destroy matter. What we have to learn is to liberate energy in order to give us life. Do the opposite of what the people do. And that's precisely the path. In this day and age, for instance, as we say that we are in the age of Aquarius, and everybody is expecting the second coming of the Lord, the fire is the Lord, but also the cosmic force, the cosmic energy that is coming from above. Because Aquarius gives energy since 1962, special forces that we are receiving through our chakra Sahasrara, to the pineal gland. Unfortunately, most of us, we are not prepared for this type of vibration, because we have inside of us the consciousness and the other thing that is called the ego. Ego, or ego, means I, me, myself. This e, me, myself, the ego is anger, lust, pride, hatred, laziness, gluttony, vanity, and many other defects and vices that we have within. That energy that is coming from above is captured by what we have inside, and we squander it in the wrong way. Let's put an example of what we were talking, what happened yesterday in the United States.
Colorado.
In Colorado. These kids are really victims of a type of energy that they cannot control. Because the only way that they learn to control the energy that they have is in the wrong way. Through movies or through many examples that they are learning how to kill. So then they are doing it because they also have the weapons. But they are moved by certain forces. Like forces that are being moved also in different parts of the world. Energy that is coming from above. But we cannot control, because we are like machines that are moved by forces that we cannot control. That's why we say we need willpower. If we take advantage of those forces that are coming right now from the cosmos, that are very strong, then we will make of ourselves something different. An awakened individual. We can develop clairvoyance, telepathy, intuition. We can awake our consciousness and to be capable of being in other dimensions, awakened, leave the physical body, travel in other dimensions, be aware. But unfortunately, the energy enters and is squandered instead of taking advantage of it in the wrong way. The ego takes it. Let us go and kill somebody else in the school. Or let us go to Yugoslavia and bomb somebody else there. Or let us kick out somebody else from our house. That is the ego. Unfortunately, when the energy that enters in the physical body is not controlled by the consciousness, by the soul, it's controlled by the ego. And this is what happens. Because the energy of Christ enters through the mouth, what we eat. The food, what we eat, is that energy there. But when it is not adulterated, because the tree that is capturing the waves are charged, or I mean, is charging the fruits with those energy that we need for the physical body, for the soul, and for the spirit. When you eat natural food, or what in this day and age is called organic food, but not adulterated, because there are many organic food that there in the supermarket that is organic but is grafted. Natural, not crossed. Natural peaches, natural oranges, natural lemons, any natural, not crossing, nothing crossing, it's no good. Even if the fruit is larger. Why? Because an adulterated tree does not transform the energy. And the proof is this. Take a seed of a fruit of any adulterated tree, like grafting, put it in the soil and try to make another tree. It won't grow. Because an adulterated seed does not grow again. Only natural trees, fruit. Do you hear about organic shame? How do you call when somebody is showing her sexual parts without shame? This person has no shame in his organs, in his parts. This type of virtue that many women have. But we will say that sometimes they exaggerate, like in the Middle East, that they only show their eyes, you know what I mean? That they don't show, I mean, you have to be, how do you call
modest,
not to show your body. And this is something natural, not only in the woman, but in the man, that you should have. Something natural, that you always are modest. We will say chaste or whatever, right? This is something that you don't have to build. Something that is coming natural in the psyche. But it is when you take from nature those energies that feed that type of virtue in your soul. When you eat that, naturally, you always, it's like in the irrational animal kingdom. The female, when she doesn't want to be covered by the male, doesn't do it. This is something that is coming from its own nature. But when it's in heat, takes the male in order to multiply. But if she doesn't want it, she doesn't want it. That's something natural. So in humanity, this is something natural also. To feel shame, we said organic shame, but in this day and age, organic is something that is growing there, but in relation with organs. We will say shame of your own organic parts. But this is something natural when you eat natural things. But when you start eating things that are not natural, like canned food, like adulterated fruits, grafting roots, fruits, any type of food that is not organic, that has no substance of the sun, of the stars, only chemicals, what happens? That your soul, your psyche, is not taking that food, only your body, vitamins, that's it, but your soul, nothing. The result is that you are losing little by little that shame. And in this day and age, isn't natural, that everybody eat canned food and many other things that are not having that substance. The result is everywhere. Pornography is very common and even infects the mind. You start thinking in the wrong way, thinking that this is normal, that is to be an adult, that is to be a grown up, and that if you are mature, nothing bad watching pornography. It's nothing bad going to the beaches and showing all your organs of your body in the wrong way. Why is that type of mentality in this day and age? Because for many years, centuries, we are feeding ourselves in the wrong way. And our psyche is polluted. Not only we polluted the physical body, but now the psyche. And we are going and having that using the virtue of tolerance in the wrong way. Tolerance is a virtue. You have to be tolerant. But what about if you are going there in the park and suddenly you see that somebody is raping a woman? Oh, you have to be tolerant, right? No. Then you have to do something else. Because a virtue going to the stream is not good. So you have to know how to use good and evil. So tolerance is good. To tolerate somebody else because he's a degenerated one like me, because everybody is degenerating in this day and age. You know the word generation means to give life. Degenerate means to take life. To regenerate means to reconstruct that again. So when you degenerate, for instance, you take Coca-Cola, you are degenerating your digestive system. You smoke cigars or marijuana, you are degenerating your lungs. Because the energy is going backwards. So in this day and age, everybody is applauding degeneration. When I see in TV everybody applauding because somebody says that, well, I was before being in secrecy, but now I came out of the closet. Bravo, says everybody, right? And says, yes, I am gay. Yes, I am lesbian. And everybody is applauding that. Well, it is good, it is very good to admire the courage to say, I am an alcoholic, like the Alcoholic Anonymous. They say, I am an alcoholic, but from this day, today I won't drink. This is courage, you see. He is noticing, and he is saying that he's an alcoholic, but he is noticing, and he's aware that it's bad, that it's wrong, so he's going to stop doing it. So somebody says, I am a gay or a lesbian, it's good, it's courage there. But stop doing that. This doesn't mean that it's good. So this is precisely what is in this day and age we are seeing. The lack of shame. Nobody has shame. And when somebody talks like me, clearly, and say, hey, this is wrong, immediately is pointed. This is a prejudiced person. It's a judgmental person. I am not pointing anybody because I don't say names here. I know many people that are gays and lesbians in the world. Many of them are friends of mine. But I'm not going to applaud their behavior. I'm going to try to help them to change. And not only them, but also the alcoholics, the prostitutes, the drug addicts. If somebody comes in TV and says, oh, I'm a drug addict, and applaud, good, it's courage, he's a drug addict. But now stop doing it. Because it's wrong, not only for him, but for the rest of society. Because if we start imitating degeneration, everybody is going to be degenerated. And we are going to make of this planet a monstrosity. This is precisely what we have to comprehend and to understand. Uranus, the planet Uranus, which controls the age of Aquarius, is a revolutionary planet. It always works. It takes 84 years in order to give a complete circle around the sun. 42 years, the south or the negative pole goes to the sun, and the other 42 in the rotation is the positive pole going to the sun. It depends if the negative pole or the positive pole is going to the sun, is how the Earth is going to receive the vibration of Aquarius or Uranus, which is revolutionary. That's why we see in the planet Earth 42 years where the female is commanding, is ruling. Or at 42 when the male is ruling. We've seen, for instance, the ages or the times of the pirates in the sea. This is precisely when Uranus were pointing the positive pole to the sun. But the efforts of the Amazons, the great female warrior, this is because the negative pole was pointing to the sun. So since 1962, the negative pole of Uranus is pointing to the sun. That's why the female gender is receiving the force. And this is why there's a revolutionary force in women. Women have more strength now than men. You see, from the well, not politically, but before 1962, women were not so strong like right now. Because they are how women liberation and a lot of feminine movements. That's good. But the problem is this, there are many women that want to be liberated, that want to be free, like men, they say. But they think that to be free like men is to imitate men. Men are drunkards. Oh, let's be drunkard like men. Men are sexually liberated, are horny toads. Let's be like them. And they think that to be free, to be liberated, is to imitate men. Degenerated men. It's wrong, you see. To be liberated, to be free, is like in the Middle East they say, to ride on a horse in the clouds. Riding a horse in the clouds. That is to be free, the symbol of freedom. But to imitate degeneration, that's not freedom, that's slavery. And that's why, especially in this day and age, women are very revolutionary now. But don't try to imitate degeneration. Try to help the men, the male, that is degenerated already. And the men as well. The man has to imitate women, or try to attract that positive aspect of feminism into his life. And then to be in tone of the age of Aquarius. Then what we teach the feminine aspect of nature. But not to become, to be a slave, like, for instance, fashion. Vanity is more going to the negative, to the feminist, to the female than to the male. But that male now is very, is a slave of fashion as well as women. So as you see, the vibrations of Aquarius are causing revolutionary transformations in this humanity. But we need to polarize ourselves positively. And for that we need to awake the consciousness in order to know how to take advantage of the forces that in this day and age are vibrating very strong. Very strong. Because if we are not aware of those forces, eventually we will start imitating the wrong things. It what happened with these kids in the Colorado. They were imitating. Where did they learn all those idiotic stuff that are going to school with weapons and killing people? They see that in the movies. If they didn't see that in the movie, they learned that, how are they going to do it? This is what humanity is doing. Feeding the intellect with garbage. Because there is three types of food that we have to take care of. What we eat, what we breathe, and what we receive through the five senses. If somebody gives you a glass of gasoline, you won't drink it, because you are in a car. You will select your food in order to feed yourself. Right? So, the same way we have to control the food that is coming through our five senses. Because for the food that we eat, we have the digestive system. For the air that we breathe, we have the lungs. They function without our intervention. But unfortunately, the food that we take to the five senses, we don't have any organ that will function mechanically to transform it. We don't have it. And usually that energy enters to the five senses and is transformed in the wrong way. We send it in the wrong way. Do you want, for instance, to know that in relation with the five senses, we have three cerebrum: the intellectual brain, the emotional brain, and the motor, sexual, instinctual brain. With the intellectual brain, we think. With the emotional brain, we feel. And with the motor, instinctual, sexual brain, we act. Those are the four, the three brains that we have. Usually people think that we have only the intellectual brain. No. We have the emotional brain and the instinctual, motor, sexual brain. Three brains we have. One, two, three. This is what we have to think. We are three centered. We have three brains. So when we are fully centered with the five senses, we have to know in which brain we have to feed. You are listening music, emotional brain, of course. You are reading a book, oh, it's your intellectual brain. You are doing sports, it's your motor brain. This is obvious, right? But you have to select your food for your three brains that always enter through the senses: touch, taste, smell, sight, and hear. If you are, you want to destroy your emotional center, easy. Listen, rock and roll. Metallic rock and roll. Metal rock and roll. That will destroy your emotional center. Do you want to feed your emotional center? Listen, classical music. But classical music is very rare. Often I go to Young and, I don't know, it's Dandas, I believe, close to Dandas, this music store. It's a lot of classical music. I like to hear there. But most of the people go down there to hear rock and roll. And I hear always, boom, 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 boom. Listen always that music. Why the young look, I mean, like that music? Because the brain is degenerated. The brain no longer understands the waves that are coming from here by relation with good things. Classical music give you energy, feed your body, and give you health. But the other music destroy your health. But how to explain that if they don't listen? That's why it is, in this day and age, it's a discontrol.
of things. Exercise, sports are good for the motor center. But if you exaggerate, if you abuse of them, it's wrong. You have to study. You have to read. You have to learn many things, good things. But if you abuse, if you become a bookworm, then it's bad. You have to be balanced always in your three brains. And to select the food that you need in order to grow up physically, psychologically, spiritually. And to know how to live. Because in this day and age, in the acquiring age, that is an age that is being gestated in nature, we find of the two forces, the two poles, positive and negative, everywhere. And it's up to us to choose what is good for us. To find or to choose the bad is easy. Humanity already chose that. That's the sad aspect of this matter. You go, for instance, and see in other countries, you go to Europe or Mexico or South America, you see the young people there, they have beautiful, autochthonous music from their own country, that is full with spirit, good things, for instance, from the Incas, from the Mayans, from the Aztecs, that are related, dances with the fire, with the forces of nature. Do they choose that? That is good for them? No. They imitate the Americans. They want to be like the Americans, you see? This is, why are they imitating garbage? In the United States and Canada, they want to imitate England. Unfortunately, England is only exporting garbage. But it's what the young people like. It's sad, but it is the truth. We are imitating only bad things. We have to learn. Because also that, we have to learn how to bring into our psyche good things. The same way that we choose the food that we eat, we have to choose also the impressions, the ways that enter into the five senses in order to make a different psyche. Because the type of psyche that we have is according to the waves, the energy that we receive through the five senses. Only in that way we will change ourselves and we will help to change humanity and eventually the planet. You have questions?
What is our function on this organism on Earth? The function of humanity? Are we just transmitters of energy to the planet?
Yeah. Physically speaking, psychologically speaking, we are just machines that transform energy.
And that's our function.
That's it. But if we want to stop being machines, we have to use willpower. That's precisely the path of the self-realization. To stop being machines. To stop being manipulated by the forces of the cosmos, by the forces of nature. To control our life. That's not easy, but it's not difficult.
So, right now, when we're functioning as machines, our atoms, as you said, our atoms are made of energy, matter, and consciousness, right?
Yeah.
So we're functioning at a material level rather than a consciousness level. So when we become self-realized, we'll be functioning.
Yeah, decentralization means to exercise control on the matter and in the energy with the consciousness through willpower in the physical body, astral body, mental body, causal body, to become a self-realized, I mean, to control the whole self.
And where does willpower come from?
Willpower comes from your inner being. Willpower is an energy that can be utilized in two ways. When willpower is coming from your being, is that willpower that is written, "Thy will be done on earth, physical body, as it is in heaven." And that's a prayer that we have to do. "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," meaning that in heaven he controls. In earth he has to control too. So we have to exercise that prayer in order to do that control. If we don't do that, there's another willpower that will take over us, which is called desire, which is self-will power, in which something else that is not your being, that is your ego, that is your lust, your anger, your pride, your vanity, etc., will take over your body and control it in accordance to the mechanical laws of nature. If somebody insults you, you become angry, and then you explode with anger. That is mechanical. You destroy your body and you start acting like a machine. That's precisely the sad of this matter, that the sad part of this matter. Most of people, for instance, as I said, put an example of these kids, they were being manipulated by their own ego, by evil willpower. And they were doing just stupidities. Destroying life without any cause, just for fun. Or for something that they had in their mind. Because there is always a justification for all the idiocy that we do. Unfortunately. And since this root race is entering in the very age, because we are in the Kali Yuga, the planet Earth has to pass for four ages: the Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age, and the Iron Age. The Iron Age is what we call Kali Yuga, or Dark Age. So this root race, this planet Earth right now, is in Kali Yuga, meaning that it's reaching the certain point in which it will start another age, which is the Golden Age. But before that transition between the Black and the Golden Age, there's going to be a great cataclysm. Because in the Golden Age, only people that can control themselves can be alive. And these days, we find people that really cannot control themselves. How they want to control nature? You see, tornadoes happen, and the people are slaves. They don't know what to do. They die by the hundreds, by the thousands. Are we the king of nature? As the philosophy says, that the man is the king of nature. A tornado shows you that you are not a king, neither a queen. You're just a slave. If you are really a king or a queen of nature, as people say that the human being is, show me that when a tornado comes or when an earthquake comes. Not even the technology that we have can help us. And we are so proud and we are boasting about technology. Not even the technology helps us, you know what I mean? Then, what is that pride? We have to develop that. Because if we continue being machines, will we destroy our machines? Any other question?
I'm just wondering, when would you say the coming of this new Golden Age is basically?
Well, Kali Yuga, where we will say at the heart of Kali Yuga, the destruction of the physical humanity happens at the half of Kali Yuga, because the other half of the Dark Age is happening in the infra dimensions, in the inner layers where nature is in chaos, until everything is all again organized in order for the golden age to start. So in order for the golden age to start, there are many, many years still ahead, because many cataclysms have to occur. Earthquakes, tornadoes, sea quakes, wars, sicknesses. This humanity will be destroyed little by little, because another humanity will take over. But after the destruction of this one, and only the new humanity will abide in the Golden Age. Obviously, the Golden Age won't be formed with drug addicts, or alcoholics, or homosexuals, or lesbians. The Golden Age is formed with people that will be balanced. We won't say saints, because saints, we don't want saints. Balanced people. In the beginning of the world.
Yeah, like myself.
Everybody is in the beginning of the world.
Yeah.
After, for the golden age to start, it's a lot of time for you to do what you have to do. People that really will work, will be helped by the conscious humanity, by the masters, because they are always watching them. Anyone that is doing and showing that is working will be helped in the right moment. But it's not believing, you know?
No.
Because there are many people there that believe in things, though. You have to show with your work, with your psychological meditation, with all the work that we know, that you really want to change. Then you will be assisted. They say Toronto will be destroyed by an earthquake. You will be assisted. You will be taken to another place. Keep working there. While these people that they don't care about, they will wash away. Like that, different selected people will put in different places in order to keep working with the work that they're doing. And they stop doing it. They don't care more. They will wash away too.
But no one really knows when.
The day and the hour when this great cataclysm will occur, nobody knows. But that we are in the beginning of the end of this root race, nobody doubts it. Nature is showing that. We are really in the beginning of the end. And this humanity will be destroyed sooner or later. That's unquestionable. And we have to work. And you know, the work is psychological, physical, spiritual, three aspects. Everybody is
lazy.
Laziness is precisely one of the obstacles. And when we talk about laziness, I repeat, we're not talking about here. They say, oh no, I do sports, I run 2 miles every day, you know. I'm not lazy. No. Type of laziness. We're talking here psychological laziness, in which we don't have time for working in our psyche. Man, know thyself, and you will know the universe and the gods, says the ancient Acts. In the phrase. So, we have to know ourselves. And that knowing ourselves is a matter of investigating ourselves. Nobody can do it for us. It's a matter of knowing how to do it. with patience. Do you have another question? Related thing. Did you understand the main point of this lecture? Did you grasp it? How the energy and the reciprocal nourishment of all the cosmic units, right, in this Aquarian age.
Mm-hmm. If I've understood it correctly, we have to feed ourselves with the proper appropriate nourishment to use energy.
Yeah, that's the same. To know how to utilize the energy known to give us life. Remember that the cosmic Christ, when incarnated in Jesus of Nazareth, he said, I am the light of the world.
But we wouldn't be just giving ourselves life. We would be giving the planet life.
Yeah, of course. If we transform ourselves in different individuals, it's obvious that we are going to be different transmitters of different type of energy, but conscious, not mechanical ones. Mm-hmm. You know? But one thing is to be a mechanical transformator of energy, and another thing is to be a conscious one. But you are going to utilize the energy. You are going to command nature. But if nature controls you, that's precisely the mistake that is happening with the energy. Nature is moving us like puppets, like marionettes, according to its forces. We are just under its expenses, you say, right? With the forces.
Yeah, just a little parasite.
Yeah, the parasite.
I was going to ask, before, when you were talking before about energy, or Christ, as you're saying, constantly entering us and then leaving. You're basically saying we have to grasp that and learning that. Like, how would you go about learning how to
hold it?
Withhold that, yeah.
Yeah. That's precisely the path to hold the energy. For that, we have to learn first how to be aware, to be here and now. Because usually, the consciousness is not where we are, physically.